Welcome back to
STFU.
She's from a distance. The show where we read news stories, talk shit, keep it
strictly platonic.
From a distance. This is a special episode. We have two guests, first time ever.
So delicious.
Hashtag Sauce Wars. We're live. Our first guest. She's a veteran of the show. She lives across the street. Her name, from Always Sign Frame, she's Brooke.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, from All Beer Inside, from Old School to Movies, now hey, stop banging shit.
Sorry.
From TTN at the Movies, from All Beer Inside, I just said that. From, what else? What else you got going on?
What old shows did you used to do?
The Way Back Throwback.
Oh, yeah, the Way Back Throwback.
We have DJ Mixmaster, Just Phil.
Just Phil. Hey.
Hey, you ready for the Sauce Wars?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so if you listened to last week's show, and I really hope you did, you better fucking listen. Charlie has this big idea that she can make Italian fucking spaghetti sauce because she's Italian. I said, no, I can make my traditional Canadian, maybe a bit darker, maybe a bit thicker, you know, sauce. And I said, I can make a bit better sauce and you can make. She said, babada, some fucking, I don't know what she was saying. And it's bragging rights. It's who has the better spaghetti sauce? Is it me or is it Charlie?
Okay, but look at the presentation, though.
Yeah, I cannot be blindfolded.
Fuck you,
for this.
Hey,
blindfold's gone.
Look how pretty this is.
She worked so hard on this presentation.
Look.
No, we were not judged on. If we were supposed to be judged on presentation, I would have made a better fucking presentation. So that, if you are not allowed to. No, fuck you. You are not allowed to count that.
Listen, you just work with your skill, Brooke. You're so pretty.
What the fuck?
Oh wow.
Someone's trying to gain points. Yeah. I have one eyebrow over here. You can't lie to me, okay?
Just one eyebrow. Okay. Would you like some
Phil,
cheese?
You're so pretty.
No, I don't want anything to alter.
Phil, you're
the
so
taste.
Pretty. So pretty.
No, I don't want anything to
work.
Alter the taste right now.
But
thank you.
No, too bad. Fuck you.
Are you adding stuff to the pasta?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well then so maybe I should too.
Whoa.
No, actually no. I'm going to try it as is. Yeah. I appreciate the rustic look of yours.
It's very Canadian.
Canadian. That's what I want to make it look like a poutine.
It does look like
it
a poutine.
It does, actually.
It does have the color of the
it
poutine.
It really does.
You changed your mind? It's right.
And because you put the cheese on already, it's like the cheese and the poutine, right?
It's like mixing. It is one.
Really
so I will introduce my sauce. My sauce is 100% all natural ingredients. We have vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin B12. I mean, in here, because I'm not a huge fan of, like, texture of vegetables, it's got to be blended.
I
so
agree.
In there you have spinach, carrots, mushrooms, peppers, carrots again, tomatoes, green peppers, yellow peppers, orange peppers, onions, garlic, Italian seasoning, Italian sausage, bacon. We're coming with the fucking full load. That sauce literally cost me $1,000.
I'm really excited to try it. Really, really excited.
Accompanying this will be some Parmesan cheese and some stuffed tortellini.
Very nice.
All right. Shall we start?
Go ahead.
What can I? Yeah.
Oh, do we just like dig in and start?
Okay. I can present mine or I can present
No,
it later.
Fuck her. She's garbage.
Okay.
Okay. No, you eat the sauce first, you present, and then she'll present her piece of shit, and then you pretend to eat it. Get a good spoonful of that sauce.
Yeah. First, I'm trying just the sauce.
Okay.
So far, I really like old school sauce.
Yes!
There's a lot of flavors going on.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of flavors.
Spicy and smoky.
Yeah, smoky, spicy.
Oh, sure. Yours is spicy, eh?
Yeah. Smoky too. Did you have the Italian sausage? No, you gotta add a little Italian sausage in there.
Oh, it's not blended in there? How do you blend sausage into. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's a bit spicy.
I love
at the
sausage,
end.
Yeah. I'm loving the spice. Mm-hmm.
So, it might not have the presentation of the Charlie.
Thank you.
At the end of the day, it's how it makes you feel.
Makes
you feel? Yes. Really good. I kind of want to eat it like, I want to use it as sauce in a meatball sub.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We were saying it could go well with the Tostitos. Actually, so
yeah,
go ahead. And
true.
Have a Tostitos with that.
It's more like
just
a salsa.
Try it. I was gonna say, I was like, I really, really like it.
Like
it should. But I don't know if I'd call it a pasta sauce.
Yeah. See, when I saw his pasta sauce, I said, "Is
what
that
the
pasta
fuck
sauce?"
Is that thing?
And then I said, "Maybe it's not comparable to mine because mine is actual pasta sauce. Yours is probably good, but because it's so different,
it's really, really good.
It's not comparable."
Yeah.
Mine is literally tomato sauce with meat, and I just realized that I just ate it like a fucking dumbass.
Oh, you ate the meat?
It was...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I just ate it.
That's a drunk... You want me to eat it?
Yeah, eat it. Okay. Take it away.
Hashtag drunk eating, because you did drink wine.
I love my sauce, and I just like put it in my mouth. Yeah, you have to cleanse your palate.
Yeah, because Charlie's sauce tastes really bland.
Now it does. Yeah, I should have been first.
Yeah, it's true. You
so my
been
sauce
first.
Is literally tomato... and spices and stuff.
Yeah, I've had it before. I know it's really good. I can't taste it right now.
With minced meat, and it's served with spaghettini and Parmesan cheese, and there's chili flakes if you guys want.
Not as good as mine.
It's fucking good.
They're two extremely, extremely different sauces.
But you know what?
Different.
It's all about how it makes you feel.
It's all about how it makes you feel.
Fucking good though.
We didn't hear from you, Phil. I'm gonna put a picture, guys, on Twitter when this episode goes, and you tell me which one is mine and which one is old school.
So what are we voting for? Because
sauce only.
Okay, so if you're saying spaghetti sauce,
tomato sauce.
Yes, then Charlie is.
It's what sauce you like better.
Okay, what sauce you like better?
As a pasta sauce or as a sauce in general?
Whatever it makes you feel like.
Oh, because he wants to win.
At this point, they're two completely different
things.
It's hashtag sauce wars. You didn't say pasta sauce wars. We said sauce wars.
I did say tomato sauce wars, but
no,
whatever.
We did not fucking say that. We said sauce wars.
Cool. Right.
So that being said, you have to choose. If you were on a desert island, and the rest, all you could eat was one or the other sauce.
Which one
would you pick?
What is the stipulation?
You see, now that...
Because one has bacon. It's not fair.
And also, though, because if I lived solely on this, I'd probably get ulcers after a while. So if you're really
talking
about...
You're pointing at old schools.
Right. No one can see me. Don't use the desert island thing because you won't win with that. But
just based on sauce itself, which one would you prefer on a Saturday night if you're by yourself with a glass of wine?
Is it on pasta or not? Because here, my thing is...
Okay, it's on pasta. It's on pasta.
Old school sauce, I kind of want to get like a jar of it and try it on a whole bunch of different things. Like bread and have ideas for this is so good that I want to put it on almost everything.
I won. It's over.
But an actual... But if I was ordering a plate of pasta and I wanted traditional pasta, I'd have to go with Charlie's sauce because it's what I would expect from a plate of pasta, and it's a very good pasta sauce.
So that being said, which one would you prefer?
On pasta, Charlie's. Yours.
Go ahead.
Everybody wins.
Go ahead.
It's very diplomatic.
They just don't want to get shot.
I'm being completely honest.
I think we agree on this. If I was going for pasta, Charlie's wins by far. And if I was going to order,
Nachos.
Poutine,
oh my gosh.
French fries.
Yeah, everything.
Ooh, French fries.
Yeah, it'd be so good on French fries.
It's a good dip.
Pasta.
It's a really good dip.
Yeah. As a dip, poutine sauce.
Mm-hmm. So we were right. I don't think it's comparable at all.
It's not.
Yeah.
And I think that you didn't choose the right pasta for yours. I think your sauce is too complicated. Your pasta is too complex.
You know what?
Your pasta is too complex for that sauce. You need something very bland and small. Like my spaghetti or spaghettini would taste better with your sauce.
I'm curious, if mine would have been better on that.
Because I do enjoy the sauce better without the pasta. Because it's so good. I feel like the pasta is taking away from it.
Fuck.
So.
And I also have to appreciate the hidden vegetables because I'm a mom.
Oh.
100%. I hate vegetables. Mm. I'll eat that.
I actually started doing that when KG was a year old, 10 years ago. Get him in there. So
what you're saying is I win?
No, what you're saying is my sauce has more purpose than yours.
Except pasta.
I don't think it could really, you really can't compare it. This wouldn't be a legal competition because there's it's not the same thing.
Listen, old school, it's okay. I'm not even going to gloat because we knew this was going to happen.
Fuck the show, I quit.
It's getting up. But she's still eating it, though.
It makes me want more because of the lingering spiciness,
Boom! I win!
No!
It's really, really good. I'm not gonna lie. It's really good. I think I want to use it as a pizza sauce, too. That, spread on pizza with, the sausage and the cheese on it. Oh, my God.
Everything but pasta.
I accomplished nothing today. I got everything but my fucking purpose.
It's even good on pasta, too. But if I had to choose one for pasta, if I was sitting down in a restaurant and they were like, what sauce would you like on your pasta?
No,
and I was in the mood for pasta, it would be that one.
It
would be Charlie's. Sorry. I keep pointing everyone.
So, congratulations. You win the whole sauce because you get to bring it home because it's meat. And I ate it. But it's fine.
Fucking sauce.
What kind of ground meat do you put in it? What animal?
Nut pork.
Oh, okay.
Nut pork?
Tom can eat it.
I love nut pork.
Nut pork.
That's today's sponsor, Charlie.
I didn't put pork because I know her boyfriend doesn't eat it.
Nut pork, go.
That's the sponsor today?
Yeah, nut pork.
Nut pork. What a coincidence.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what you put in your sauce.
Nut pork. Is it the...
Nut pork. Go.
Oh, nut pork.
Nut is in bust a nut pork.
Is it the food, though, or the socks?
the sock?
What? What?
Show title.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, me too.
How did it go from nut to sock?
Nut pork socks, go.
Okay.
The socks, so, that's actually the trademark.
No, yes.
The socks.
The socks.
Nut pork.
So, nut the pork socks. The socks is actually a fantastic product because when you put them on, they make you walk like a pig.
Really? Yeah,
and you could walk on everything and not get burnt.
Walk like a pig.
Not get burnt. And you can walk on like really hot cement or snow and it just doesn't affect you, just like pigs.
Hold on.
That's
don't
quite how
pigs
it works.
Get burnt?
No, no they don't. Have,
yeah, they do because they roll they around in the mud.
And they cook really well.
No, these socks are specially made with the nut pork material.
But
and it
and
works
what is
like
this
that.
Nut pork material made out of exactly?
Pigs.
Just pigs?
Nut pork. Nutpork.com. Thanks, bye.
So many questions after this commercial.
Hey, I only read what they gave me, man.
This nut pork. We need to know more details here. Is it made of pig?
Yes.
Are there pigs involved in the process?
Yes, they're made out
you
of pigs.
Look like a pig?
No.
Why is it nut
they're
pork?
Socks.
Why is it a sock?
And they're invulnerable.
Exactly.
How does that make sense?
Nutpork.com.
But where does the nut come in? Is it the socks?
So many
made
questions after this commercial.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it?
No,
just,
it's fine.
That's their trademark.
The
nut pork socks.
Take
the
it
out. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. It's the meat of kings. It's made from pig. Try it with onion rings. Pork your goes with everything. Cause it's made from swine. And swine sure tastes fine. Just bring some to the picnic, baby. You know you wanna stuff it in my hamper. But please put it in some Tupperware. Cause I don't wanna be a porky chest.
Hi, this is the episode.
Hi.
It started like a fucking tornado.
It did.
It's your fault.
Okay, so thank you guys for joining. How's it going? You want to tell people who you are?
They know. They know.
Well, they know you.
We had all kinds of fucking questions for her last time. She
you're right. People know her very well.
Like,
because of the
well.
21 questions.
That wasn't last time, was it?
Yeah, no, it was.
Last time you were there, yeah.
Yeah, it was just,
pretty
it
sure
was
I
just
came
you
since
and
then.
I, man.
I'm pretty sure I came since then.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I
think you're wrong, Brooke.
I'm pretty sure I did.
The record show.
People know who Phil is. He's on ABI.
If they listen to ABI.
Exactly.
So I'm Phil.
Hi.
I'm Asian.
Yes.
We've already...
Did you like the sauces?
Yes, they're great.
Okay, good.
It's too bad I had supper before this, or else I would have finished everything.
Oh, yay. Well, apparently you're bringing some home.
It looks like it.
Yeah, it looks like it. If he has Tupperware. I don't even know. Do you have Tupperware?
Yes.
Yay! Do you have two different Tupperware so that our sauces don't mix?
Yes.
My sauce is racist, apparently.
Yes.
Discriminatory.
Yes. You should get the reference. Yes. Fine.
Oh, wait!
Oh, you get the reference?
Is that the...
Yes.
The car
yes.
game.
No. Yes.
That's the car game.
No.
What was it?
Yes.
What is that?
Yes. She will get it.
I have no
That's
idea.
That's the arcade game.
Yes.
What is that from?
No, it's the Jerry. Apples? He's in the simulation.
Oh. Okay.
What? No, that's from Daytona, or Daytona, the car game.
No, it's no. It's look behind you.
It's Rick and Morty.
Ricky Ticky Ticky!
Okay, that was in the car race first.
No.
Yes, it was.
Because Daytona is just
yes.
Daytona,
yes.
And then you
yeah.
start. It's rolling
and
start.
When you chose automatic to manual, it went, yes.
No, it went.
Yes.
It went. Automatic.
Oh, you're right.
It went
shit.
Manual.
Shit. Automatic.
Yeah.
You're right. Damn it. Damn, pretty. I was
Daytona.
Pretty sure that's what it did.
I used to love that game.
Yeah, I still own it on Saturn.
You still
We lost Brooke.
Yeah. I'm in the zone because I make video games, so
oh,
we talk
yeah,
about
right.
this all day.
Daytona.
But there's definitely an arcade game that goes, yes, yes.
No. When you select, yeah, there's probably a game.
It's a porn game.
Yes.
You click on,
yes.
Click on
yes.
the badge.
So you review
yes.
It. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Straight flush.
I have a question.
Oh, yes.
Go. Do you make video games for a living?
Yes.
That's really cool.
Yes. Close the show. We're going to do a little game we like to call This or That.
Mm.
It's a French play on This or That.
Oh, is that what that was? Okay, thanks for clearing that up.
Le This and Le That.
Le This, Le That.
There's a little sequin here. Did you have a stripper over?
Huh?
How'd you know? That's actually mine.
It's yours?
Yeah.
From the sequin top you're wearing?
Are you a stripper? Yeah.
Are you a stripper, Charlie?
Yeah.
This or that?
You didn't know?
This or that? What's your stripper name? Go.
Tacoma.
Oh my
Tacoma.
Brother's dog's name.
Show your tits.
Oh, you're right.
Give it up for Tacoma.
Stage seven.
Stage two in the back. Give it up for Tacoma. Tacoma.
If my last name's like with a B or something.
Tacoma.
Blanket.
Blanket.
I would not Tacoma expect blanket. Little tiny Charlie coming out if they introduced Tacoma to the stage.
Let's hear for Tacoma Blanket on stage two, Tacoma. What's your song? What song do you come out to?
Tell you what I want, what I want.
You're gaining nobody. Everybody. You're not gaining fucking
that. Okay, fine. What would your
Tell you what I want,
be?
What I really,
Go.
Really want.
What's so your first name? Go.
It's Dick Douglas.
That's your first name? What's your last name?
That's my middle name.
Okay.
Big Dick Douglas.
Big Dick Douglas?
Big Dick Douglas.
Okay, what's your song?
Men at Work.
Sing it.
I come from a land down under. Then a man in Bermuda.
Okay, Brooke, you go.
Yo.
We're like going around the table.
Do it. First name, go.
My stripper name?
Yeah, what's your stripper name? Go.
Saggy Naggy.
Saggy Naggy.
What's your last name, if that's your first name?
No, Naggy's my last name.
Oh, Saggy Naggy. What's your coming out song?
Stage two.
My coming out song?
Stage two. Let's get Saggy Naggy on stage two, please. Tacoma Blanket, stage one.
I think that's a good name. Saggy Naggy, you're laughing at me?
Worst stripper ever. Worst stripper ever.
Do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and
fro? Saggy Naggy. Okay, Phil, go.
Dragon or badge.
What's your
on
first
the stage?
Name?
What's my first name?
Hurry. First thing that comes to mind.
Fu.
Oh, well, that's Asian. What's your last name?
Manchu.
Fu Manchu. What do you call
Fu Manchu to the stage, please. Fu Manchu.
Rihanna's Work.
Oh, work. Fu Manchu, work.
Fu Manchu to the stage too, please.
Wow.
Fu Manchu.
Guys, I'm sorry to say, I don't think we're getting hired anywhere.
Big Dick Douglas, man. I think Big Dick Douglas has a chance.
Are you a porn actor or a stripper?
Yeah.
I do whatever life takes me. Wherever life takes me.
Looks like we got a couple of law breakers.
Oh, no. I wish I would remember, but my memory's terrible, or else I would call you guys that the whole fucking episode.
Fu Manchu?
Saggy Naggy. Saggy Naggy.
And you're a Tacoma Blanket.
Tacoma Blanket.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, we got a this or that.
Oh, yeah, right. Right. We're playing.
Would you rather be stuck in a broken ski lift or be stuck in a broken elevator?
Oh, my gosh, ski lift. 1,000 times ski lift.
What if it's really, really high, though?
It's like...
Like building.
It's like 14 stories high.
I know. I have a hard time with heights. But I've had nightmares about elevator. Guys.
Broken ski lift. Or.
Okay, and the broken ski lift
broken
is like 14
elevator.
Stories high?
14 yeah. stories high.
So I guess, okay, but.
Saggy Naggy.
Is the Why? Broken elevator okay, going to do the thing?
Fu Manchu.
Oh, there's saggy. A chance. There's a chance. As much as a chance as it might fall. The other one might fall.
Is it winter in the ski lift? There's snow under me?
Maybe.
No, it's in the
no,
city.
No, yeah, it's
in the city.
Yeah.
What's going on a random ski lift in the summer?
I'm too lazy.
Would you rather something impossible or something impossible?
Okay, let's say no snow on the ground.
No snow
on the ground? Okay, it's elevator. Elevator.
Elevator?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, the snow break the fall?
Well, yeah, it would. Like, it's
no,
powder. It would,
your
like,
legs would be destroyed.
What about
and everything
eyes?
Else.
When I was a kid, we used to climb up to like the third story balcony in Verdun and like jump off into like the snow drifts, and we're fine.
A little bit different from a 14-story
ski lift. Yeah.
14
but, hey,
story. What?
What would you do?
You pick elevator.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's very.
I'm hesitant because I feel like I'm asking for it. Well, I don't want either.
We'll come back.
For how long?
Oh, that matters.
Oxygen. Damn it.
An entire day.
Oh, my gosh. Ski lift. After half an hour in an elevator, I'd be like, oh, there's no more oxygen.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen the video of the guy stuck in the elevator for the entire weekend?
What?
Oh, fuck.
So he went down for a smoke break on Friday evening, went back in, got stuck, they freed him Monday morning.
Oh, my God.
And there's
God.
Video of it?
There's a YouTube video where they do a time-lapse thing. Where you see him going, like,
crazy,
sleeping, going peeing, like, just opening the door, peeing, and back to sleep, and then, like, walking around.
He opened the door,
was
like, a little
slowly
bit?
Slowly going
crack?
Nuts?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So 2 days.
Does he survive?
Yeah, he survived.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can fast. You can fast.
I'd probably kill myself. No, I'd be so delusional and like, I'd panic. I panic so easy.
Yeah, but in an elevator, there's no way you're going more than 2 days. I mean, unless it's in an abandoned building.
Well, but if they can open the doors
oxygen.
A bit.
Yeah. There's a bit oxygen. It's oxygen. A building.
You're in a box.
It's not airtight.
It's not airtight.
I don't know. I'm not an elevator maker. I don't know how they work.
It's like stop getting on fucking cake. How does she fucking know the dimensions?
He just said that he was opening the door.
And then I realized, did you not hear my thought process?
Okay, sorry.
Leave her alone, man. You're a jerk.
Okay.
Because she likes your sauce.
So 2 days, a whole weekend.
2 days, a whole weekend? I'd do the elevator.
No, a day. One day.
Okay, one day.
The elevator.
I think
you're claustrophobic, right?
I'm claustrophobic, but I think I would do the elevator also.
Wow.
Because I feel like there's less of a chance of the elevator falling.
It would break the fall because the elevators have the emergency stop system.
Do they?
Yes.
Where are those in all the
you
movies?
You can also jump. You can also jump just before the impact.
No, that doesn't
work. I know.
Watch Mythbusters.
Yeah, I know. I watched that episode.
Oh, really? I didn't see that episode.
You can't because people like some genius is like, well, what if you jump just before it drops?
Because
like
you know exactly when it's going to land.
You're going to die. That is it.
Oh,
like
boy.
The best way apparently is to lay flat, I think. On the floor.
Oh, so impact is kind of spread out. Exactly. That makes sense.
There you go. Elevator falling. Yeah. I just save your life.
All right.
Yeah, I would do the elevator thing anyway.
Me too.
So, because, but then that concept would work on the ski lift also if I just like.
No.
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 Into the snow. There is no snow. We said.
Oh, right. There's no snow.
You would
die. Just hold
even
on
with
to
snow,
the,
you're still dead.
I hold on
so
to the rope.
Dead.
You would fall on the car because it's in the city, apparently.
Yeah. Ski lift in the city.
Fall in incoming traffic.
Oh, well.
Meets elevator for sure.
Yeah.
I have severe fear of heights and I have vertigo. I can't look up or down. I'm fucked.
If I had a cell phone, I can sit down and be okay for a while. And just sleep there.
Like in the elevator?
Yeah.
Mythbusters.
Ski lift, you're stuck there. You
what if
move.
The elevator is literally, though,
like you hear like
3 feet by 3 feet?
Or you're hearing
like if
creaky
it's two
sounds.
People.
You're hearing creaky sounds like it's about
But wait, fall. Are we alone in the elevator
yeah,
in ski
you're
lift?
Alone.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? Wait. Yeah, 3 feet by 3 feet.
Who wouldn't make an elevator like that?
Okay, so yes, the elevator
Say
is...
Say it again.
Okay, so yes, the elevator is 3 feet by 3 feet.
I'm going to keep that in, it's funny. 3 feet by 3 feet.
So we're changing the rules? So it's 3 feet by 3 feet now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And back to ski lift
The
now.
Ski lift's in the city.
Okay.
So that means there's people
the
around.
You're
going to
fall
me.
And not look pretty.
Yeah, but you're still up there for a day before they get you down.
They
Not
could probably see
realistic,
you.
Yeah. Because they, someone could come save you within an hour.
On the ski lift?
Yeah,
they
in the city. Unless the city's abandoned.
No, I know, but let's say, like, they see you, but they're like, we have to go get the truck. It might take a while.
And it's going
to
take 24 hours?
There's, like, 24 fires happening at the same time.
Worst luck ever. 24 fires. So what is it, Sim City? Fuck.
There's an earthquake. There's a
Godzilla.
The aliens attack.
Godzilla.
Oh my god, stop. If there's an earthquake and you're on a ski lift.
You're worried about an earthquake when you're stuck on a ski lift in the middle of the city for 24 hours because there's 24 fires going on around you.
Yeah.
And you're Godzilla's
worried,
attacking.
And you're worried about an earthquake.
Yeah, because you're sitting on a little chair on a cable and it's swaying now.
And you're watching all the fires around you, the 24
yes.
of them.
Like, it's very spectacular
fuck everybody
view.
Else. I'm good.
It's a spectacular view.
It's a spectacular
that's,
view.
That's what I'm
roasting
saying.
Marshmallows.
I'm just saying, it's a spectacular view on the ski lift.
I choose the ski lift. If it's 3 feet by 3 feet.
Yeah, if it's 3 feet by 3 feet, I might have to go ski lift.
If there's ever a ski lift in the city, do not go on it.
Never.
Because of this podcast.
Heard of this
The
before.
Second you go on, like you're the first one up, stuck.
And he can't see
We
you.
Can't get off for no. 24 hours. There's 24 consecutive fires.
Hey, look, there's someone stuck up there. We can't get to him.
The fuck do we do? Call get down on vacation. Do you wish you were a little bit taller? Wish you were a
baller.
Bit thinner?
No.
Taller or thinner? Go.
Oh, that's the question?
Wait, yeah.
I thought he was
question?
I thought he was insulting me, but you had another question before.
Okay, let's go to that.
Okay.
Let's go away from the taller, thinner. You get to think about that one. Best Christmas or birthday present you've ever received? Go.
The first thing that comes to mind is I remember one year I came home from work and I was really tired. It was my birthday. And it's one of those years that, like, I just didn't plan anything and it was crappy. And Tom had made me this like homemade card that like had like such detail on it. It had like a little lock and everything made out of paper. And it made me cry so much because so much thought was put into it. That's the first thing that comes to mind when you ask
that. Such a woman.
A card.
Such a woman. I hope so. It was a card. It was handmade.
That was a card.
Yeah, it was made out of construction paper.
It cost nothing.
Yeah, but there was so much.
All guys just lit up like,
oh,
like,
oh. No, I mean, it was really expensive jewelry.
Make a really intricate card.
Get on Fiverr.
You guys are going to
have $5, best present ever.
Exactly.
Guaranteed sex.
Make a shitty card.
You guys got a lot of hate mail from women.
It is a thought that counts, though, most of the
time. And honestly, like, and I remember sat there and cried because it was, one, it was unexpected. I had just had a bad day. And like, there was just so much like thought and work put into it that it was really appreciated.
Should we just do a photo montage?
A mixtape.
Well, they have USB drives in this, like the shape of the mixtape. Yeah,
really?
You plug it in. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Hey, sister, soul, sister, got
birthday. I guess when my mom gave birth to me.
Wow, that was even sappier than my answer.
A fucking suck up.
But did you come out and you were like, thank you, mama?
I'm still not grateful.
Mama.
He's still not grateful.
Love you.
Jesus, and I was going to say a Tassimo machine.
You materialistic bitch.
It's the only gift I got that I'm still using.
Did you give it to yourself?
No. No.
That's the best.
Somebody got it right.
It was a re-gift.
Re-gift to myself. That's the only thing I could think of.
That's it.
I'm not lying.
34 years of gifts.
No, but
one Tassimo machine.
No, 68?
Because considering Christmas. Years of gifts.
Christmas and birthdays.
68 years of gifts.
Yeah.
At least
family members and friends.
But you know what's funny?
What?
I very often get disappointed with gifts.
I'm not talking about
But that's because you're extremely critical.
It's not that. It's because I don't have any patience. And every time I need something or want something, I just buy it for myself. So people around me have nothing to buy me because I always own everything I need.
Yeah, that's true too.
So when I get things, it's things that I'm like, meh, about, that I would have never gotten to, wouldn't gotten for myself.
So that free card wouldn't have...
I never got that.
Like, I don't want this piece of shit card.
I don't need
Can
that
I make copy of this fucking card? Fuck you, you're fired, fuck.
Where does the
fuck out of my house?
Yeah. If we're talking about, I've never gotten something like that.
Like thoughtful?
No, the only thing I've gotten, which I just thought of, is when you made me my cake, Brooke.
Were you pointing at? Okay.
I made you a cake?
You made me a cake and you left it on my doorstep. That was fun.
I did do that.
Yeah, that was fun.
She forgot
that was really fun. Yeah.
Wasn't actually for her.
It was good.
That was fun. But other than that, I never got something like quote unquote thoughtful, guys.
Well,
just saying.
I didn't say thoughtful. It's the best gift. Yeah. So it can't be, just might be a pile of cash.
The only thing I'm still using from a birthday or Christmas present that I've ever gotten, it's been like 6 years now, is my Tassimo machine.
So everyone other than the person that got her the Tassimo machine, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yep.
She threw out all your gifts.
Yeah. No, I just don't use them anymore.
She re-gifted them to fucking other people. Yeah. So somebody else has your gifts.
She doesn't like
your
gift. You can keep it.
Fuck you.
Sorry.
At least your gift actually cost money that you said. Ours didn't.
Right. But still.
You should probably start.
It's very materialistic.
You should probably start an Amazon wish list.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, but then she's going to buy everything and then you won't have the...
I think that...
Yes.
No, I was going to hold the thought because I was like, maybe I shouldn't say this publicly. Maybe I should start this, but it's probably already been started.
I can cut it if you want.
Okay. So if this hasn't been done, cut it. I think that everyone should have an ongoing registry. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean, you want him to cut it because maybe it's a business idea.
Yeah. So it's like, like registry.com, and anytime you want to get somebody a gift for anything, you just go to their wish list. You know what I mean?
Amazon wish list, that's what it is, I guess.
But I had this idea before Amazon even existed.
So. An ongoing Amazon wish list for parties, gifts, everything.
But and it has to come from Amazon, though. What if you want something that's not from... Like, this is a site that has, like,
anything
and it will lead you to it on the internet.
But you can find anything on Amazon.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, if you use our referral link, you can.
Can't find children.
Can't find love.
What?
I
looked for plenty
of
Amazon.
Yours is better. Yours is better.
You also, can't find love, but you can buy love. Thank you.
You can rent it.
Hey, yo.
Can't buy me love.
The Canadian Amazon isn't that fantastic.
You're right.
I just like to say.
It's true.
The American Amazon, yes, I agree. You can get anything on that. Canadian Amazon, not so
much. A dune buggy, a shotgun, and a Russian hooker. All right.
Can you buy guns on Amazon?
Yeah. you were curious about the gun, not the hooker.
I don't think you can.
Okay.
.ca. I'm a hooker, remember?
Oh, right.
Pretty sure you can. No.
Tanya. Tomasa. No. Tomaso.
Nope.
Tacoma Blankets.
Tacoma Blankets.
Saggy Naggy.
Saggy Naggy. No one's going to forget Saggy Naggy.
And?
Fu Manchu.
Fu Manchu.
Fu Manchu.
Big Dick Douglas.
Douglas. I was going to say Dixon.
Did you forget for a second?
No, I always remember my name.
Okay.
BDD. It's not a venereal disease.
Fine.
Don't ask me what I want. It's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah. He never answers.
No, it's okay. I'm not telling you now.
Your gifts, you mean?
Yeah. Nope.
You didn't answer?
No.
Okay, go.
Thanks for paying attention. Nope. No, I'm sorry. Nope. We're good. Move on. It's fine.
Okay, it's okay. Anyways, your sauce sucks. Okay, so.
Your sauce sucks. It doesn't, though.
Do you want to say it or no?
No, I'm not now. I'm insulted.
Okay. Do you want to say it or no?
No.
Okay, I'm not going to give you no more chances. That's English. Promise.
No more chances. No more
It chances. Was not a birthday or Christmas present. It was a gift from the Tooth Fairy.
Okay.
Then I found out that the Tooth Fairy wasn't real, but I really liked the gift.
Okay, what was the gift? Was Tooth Fairy gave you gifts? Jesus,
yeah,
that's fancy
yeah.
Tooth Fairy.
It was she was just going to cop out of giving money.
So before, I used to get like quarters and loonies and stuff. And then I lost a tooth, and under my pillow when I came home was a Nintendo Entertainment System.
What?
How did he sneak a Nintendo under the
That's
pillow?
What I'm saying. So
he came home. He said he wasn't sleeping.
He came home from school.
That'd be one sneaky Tooth Fairy. You're sleeping. Is that a Nintendo? Yeah. What the fuck?
So I get home from school and I'm like, okay, hold on. How the fuck is that Tooth Fairy gonna get an NES? First of all, in my house and underneath without. She's like super small. Like, how's that gonna work?
So she's like super small.
I'm like, the Tooth Fairy isn't real. It's all a work.
Oh
it's
no!
All a lie.
The Nintendo told you.
It That's really how did. You. Found out.
That's how I found out everything. Santa Claus, everything.
Just that day?
That day, everything made sense.
So did you call out your parents?
Yes. I said, Mom.
Fuck you.
This is bullshit. I thank you for the gift, but I know what's going on.
Jeez, that's how you spoke?
Yes,
well, how
bullshit.
Old were you? Was
like,
it
like
yesterday?
Shit.
He's 34.
Mom, this is bullshit.
Thanks for giving me the NES Classic. It's really rare, but fuck you.
It was actually yesterday.
How's that
I mean,
your best?
Nintendo
yeah.
is the best.
I guess.
Yeah, because it was doing the. It was back in the day we didn't know, like, you can buy a little part to fix it.
Yeah.
So it would fucking flicker all the time.
Oh, right.
And you'd have to blow in the cartridges, which would do nothing. Then you'd have to, like, play with the reset button, and that would do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be spending fucking 20 minutes trying to get this thing to work, so.
But wait, there was something. There was a piece you could buy for that?
Now you can fix it.
Now you can buy it. You can fix it for, like, $8.
Because science has. Yeah. Evolved.
Oh, look, now.
Do you have, like,
years?
An old Nintendo you need fixing?
You know what? Okay. I actually just got rid of it, like, maybe 5 years ago. I had,
no.
like, I know.
Shit!
It's worth so much money!
No!
I know. My mom sold it at a garage sale. It worked and everything.
Oh, no!
And
what
I had, like,
fuck?
Duck Hunt with the guns.
No!
And I know.
It probably showed up on someone's YouTube video. It's like, oh, look at this sucker.
I bought this
it
from
like
some idiot in Verdun.
The $5.
It was
it cost
Mountain.
Me $8 for that. The fucking idiot. Yeah.
Then I go to the thrift shop and I sell it
for $7,000.
Okay. So anyways. So
would you rather be a little bit taller or thinner?
Oh, me? I'm just starting with me.
Brooke,
I'm going to go with taller.
How tall are you right now?
Taller, really?
5'3".
I'm surprised.
You're 5'3"?
I always want to be 5'7 so
Fuck
I can model.
Fuck you, you're not 5'3".
So I can model.
I put you as
yeah,
like 5'.
Yeah, it's true.
I
my whole
was
life
like
I was like, I'm not tall enough to be a model. My life's so
But you know, there's a lot of 5'3 models now. 5'3", 5'7 is not a thing anymore.
You know what? Yeah, I know, because you know what put that in my head? When I was much younger, I was stopped in a mall by a modeling agency, and they measured my height. And when they measured my height, they went...
They do this, and they'd be like, no, and leave?
No, I was actually sitting down in a food court, and they're like, can you stand up? I was sitting with Tom. It was like when we first started dating. And he knew right away. He was like, stand up. And I was like, what? So I stood up, and they're like, oh, sorry. And I was like, what?
Wow.
Yeah. And,
what
and he was like, it's a modeling agency. And they stopped like, yeah, we're looking for 5'7 and over.
Tom was like,
God damn it.
No joke. Maybe it's the way I think I perceived you carrying yourself, but I thought you were at least 5'6".
A lot of people for some reason think I'm taller than I am, but I'm not.
Do you wear a lot of high heels?
I never.
No,
I'm saying never. Not never, but I really.
I don't wear high heels.
No, no. That's good.
Every time she says 5'3", I always think she's taller than me, but no, she's
I'm not.
She's my size.
Would you rather be taller?
Thinner. I love being short. It's great.
How much thinner do you want to be?
Really thin.
Oh, you're so gross.
All right. I would love to have, like, you know, abs and stuff.
But having abs doesn't make you thinner. That's fit. Yeah, there's a difference between fit and thin.
You know what I would like?
Thin is not nice.
You know what I would like to
have? Hold on. Whoa, don't shit on skinny bitches.
You know what I would like to? I would like to be able to wear short shorts, but not be hoary. There's some girls that are like,
oh, just, I know what you mean.
You know, like no ass, no butt.
Yeah, I guess.
No.
There's some girls that wear short shorts, but it's not like,
yeah. Nicole, I'd rather not wear short shorts than when I do look like a Kardashian.
Yeah, I would like to be that thin.
That thin?
That thin.
Like I'm talking about the opposite. Yeah.
No, yeah, yeah. Shorts. Okay. No. Not trashy short shorts.
That's not nice. You're a grown woman. You need to have some meat on you. Oh, yeah, right. You don't do meat.
I don't like meat. I'm a vegetarian.
Taller, thinner, go.
Thinner.
Thinner.
Yeah. There, see? Boom.
Taller.
How tall are you?
I want to be
6'8".
5'10".
6'8"? You're already tall.
No, I'll go with the thinner, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, see, there you go.
A few pounds.
But what's the advantage of being short?
Oh, you're cute as fuck.
Well, you fit a fetish.
Toot, toot. That's Charlie tooting her own horn.
Now you fit a fetish. You fit a fetish. Guys, tall like, guys like short girls.
Like the guys that come up with the measuring thing and the measuring tape. It's like
she's showing up. He's like, nah, I'm good.
I don't know. But I see people. There's girls that are like, let's say 5'11", 5'12", and they have a lot of problems dating.
When I say taller, I definitely would not be. I wouldn't want to be more than say 5'9" at the most, because you do. I definitely could like see there being a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, you're very limited when you're over a certain height as a girl.
I would date a 6'2" girl, no problem. 6'4", let's go.
Yeah, but because
how tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
Yeah.
Yeah, but the girl wouldn't date you.
Fuck her.
That's not necessarily true.
Well, I don't know.
Well, she's 6'4". Yeah. She's like, but a she's going to say no to 6'1". She's a cunt.
She's not always looking for like someone taller than
her. No, but I wouldn't
most
have.
Most of the time they do.
Yeah, I've known a couple of tall girls, and one of their criteria was he needs to be at least as tall
as
me.
I want to feel safe. It's like, that's a basketball player.
You're fucking the CN Tower. What do you worry about being safe for? What the fuck?
Be careful not to fall.
Like, don't trip on the fucking
ground.
How
about you protect me?
Exactly.
But especially if you're 6'1" for a girl.
It's over.
You're so tall. You definitely want a taller guy so that you don't feel that tall.
Oh, then you're an asshole.
Yeah, but.
You care about height. You're a heightist.
You're a heightist.
Let's end on this. What? Would you rather a rich friend or a loyal friend?
Oh,
loyal.
Rich.
Wow.
I want money. I want to fly in fucking first class. I want to enjoy the
but does he screw you over?
Exactly.
Yeah. No. At what cost?
Also, this rich friend, does he actually give you money? Just because he's rich doesn't mean he's going to give you any money.
Rich friend that hooks you up, like get you the basketball game, like front row seats, limos.
But we have a rich friend, but he's really chill.
I don't want to be like.
Yeah. No, but see if he was like throwing out. We don't want to say. Yeah. But say if we throw around like.
Who's rich? Is he single?
No. No, he's not. No. But say if he's throwing around his money. Because he doesn't throw around. Like, if you looked at him, you're like, this guy is like not a bum, but like, he's like one of us. But say if he was throwing around his money, he's like, let's go fucking parties all the time, drinking Dom Perignon.
But doesn't that, if he gives you his money and like, pays shit for you, doesn't that automatically make him loyal?
No.
So it wouldn't work?
No, loyal. Loyal. You can't relate money to.
Yeah.
Loyal can? Oh, okay.
He's generally like an unloyal kind of douche. Yeah,
like he kills a hooker, he'll blame you. That's not loyal.
That's true. Good point.
That's a specific scenario.
We're not speaking from experience. No, exactly. The laws.
So you would prefer rich?
Yeah, I want money.
I do loyal.
See?
Yeah loyal. Because, wait, just think for a second, because I have to talk you out of
money?
This.
Money? Okay.
Okay.
So.
Money.
But, like, even if you rode that wave for a while, like, after a while, like, don't you want to be that person and not that person's ride along? You know what I mean?
No, but I don't mind the leftovers. Oh. If it's really expensive leftovers, you know what I'm saying? You get steak, you get groupies, you get limo rides, you get flights.
You have the leftover groupies?
No problem. I double wrap it. You're fine.
Dirty groupies.
Whatever. Listen, man. I ain't picky, man. Some groupies are pretty good looking.
Not all groupies are good looking, though.
Most are.
The second grade groupies.
Class B groupies.
Yeah.
You get the grenades.
You get
what's a grenade?
I feel like I heard that before, but I can't define it.
Jersey Shore.
Okay.
Oh, right. That's where I heard it from. I still love that show.
Oh, stop.
It's a great show.
Stop.
Yeah, I'll take money.
It's really offensive to Italians, but I love that show.
They're not really Italian.
Most of them aren't even Italian. No. Like the little one was like from Chile or something.
Snippy, yeah.
Yeah.
But we are not like that.
Hey, bro.
No.
No.
American Italians are like that.
American.
It's not Italian Italians. American.
Me personally, I like this.
Anyways.
Close show plugs, final thoughts. Brooke, what do you got going on in your life that you want to plug? Anything? No? Nothing?
No, I'm
not. Don't you have like a blog or
baking or something? I am trying to tame a very wild 2-year-old right now, so I'm really doing nothing.
Is that the one that keeps drop kicking you in the face and shit?
Oh, he's so horrible. It's so bad. No, I mean, I'm on Twitter, but
parenting, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
The terrible twos.
Oh, it's crazy.
So she'll have something to plug next year.
Yeah, yeah. She has her Twitter.
Not my Twitter, but nobody, like, you know what? Fuck you all. Nobody fucking follows me on Twitter. No matter how many times, it's what, 2-3 years now that I'm like, engaging. Follow me on Twitter. No one follows me.
Engaging, Brooke AWA.
No, I'm not very good at being
He did it for you. It's all good.
Phil, what's your Twitter handle? You're making a new one right now. Go.
The Phil? The real Phil?
The real Phil.
The real Phil.
The real Phil, 1980? 81. Okay.
The real Phil. No, don't go. He doesn't. It's not created yet.
I was gonna add you right now. See, I was being engaging.
The real Phil, 1981.
You have to make this before Saturday because that's when the show comes out. The real Phil, 1981. No, follow him on. Yeah.
And before I'm Saturday, I'll be more engaging.
Yeah, but it's next Saturday. Oh fuck!
My bad. You have 2 weeks to make the Twitter back.
That's a lot of time.
All right. Hey, Charlie, where can they find the show?
If you want to go and follow us, you can find all our links on the...
Nope.
STFUpodcast.com.
Take two, you'll got it.
Okay. You'll find our iTunes, Google Play, YouTube,
stuff
on there. You can also send us an email at the STFUpodcast.
I'm going to get to my email.
Gmail.com. You want to do it right now?
Dreamreader. Go.
I keep saying Dreamweaver.
Yeah, that's the actual song.
You have to do it because it's your dream. So we got an email from old school.
I was going to say, did you guys ever use my dream?
No.
Did she
send you a dream?
You sent us a dream?
Yeah. What, on Twitter?
No, by like text. Oh, I have to do it by...
Okay. By text? Who'd you send it?
I just texted her.
I don't remember that at all. Okay,
let's hear this.
Oh, I have to not eat this.
So again, old school sending himself emails, Redux.
Yeah. Work with me here. Work with me.
Okay.
So I don't forget for the next recording.
That says in the email.
Okay.
Have you ever had pain?
Yes.
Back pain?
Yes.
Joint pain?
Yes.
Miscellaneous pain?
Yes.
Yeah, I've had miscellaneous pain.
That got incorporated into your dream?
Yes.
Check this one out from last night.
Okay.
Is this a fucking advertisement or something?
This would be a good ad. Have you ever had back pain in your dream?
Like, I see like the black and white. Like
Dream Doctors. DreamDoctors.com.
With the colored pain.
Exactly. You get this like blue line through your back.
The guy's like trying to bend down. Like,
talk to your doctor about DreamDoctors.com. DreamDoctors might be right for you. Could cause inflammation, swelling, AIDS. Okay. This is what I can remember, Charlie.
Okay.
Dream.
Rita.
Me, D-Ren, and 3 other people.
Okay.
Were running around in the metro and causing general mischief.
Sure.
The police then started chasing us, and so we decided to try and lose the police by hiding and changing into each other's clothes to try to not fit the general description. In hindsight, this appears to be pretty idiotic, and as we would still be wearing the exact same clothes.
Right.
They would just be on different people. To no one's surprise, we get arrested. And then something extremely fucked up happens. The other guys are being questioned in a room, but a female officer pulls me apart from the other guys and puts me in a separate room.
All right.
You know where this is going.
For what feels to be an eternity.
Is this about back pain or something else?
You got any cock pain? For what seems to feel like an eternity, the female officer takes a needle and jabs it into my back. And then jumps on my back, pressing down on it. She says absolutely nothing and stays there while I sit in agony.
Okay.
I am then moving around with her still on my back.
You didn't wake up?
No.
Not yet.
From what I can remember, I wasn't in any kind of apparatus. I was just floating around in a prison cell with the officer still jabbing a needle in my back. I then noticed both a TV console with the time of 8:45 p.m. and a security camera. I make sure to fly by the camera as to have video evidence of the officer jabbing a fucking needle into my back. It was about that time that I woke up in back pain. What the fuck?
Okay.
It's so detailed.
Dream Rita. Go.
Okay. So we have to...
What's it about?
The mischief. How were you feeling during the mischief? Did you feel included, not included? Were you sad about it? Were you happy about it?
I was general... There was no general malaise. I would say that...
Is that a word?
Malaise.
Crestfallen.
Is it?
Crestfallen. It's from the French word malaise.
I know that, but I didn't know it existed in English. In English.
In English.
We were quite rambunctious. I wouldn't say that I was overly any sort of emotion. We were just...
Okay.
We were just committing tomfoolery.
Okay. Cool.
General tomfoolery.
Don't think that means anything, personally. Okay. But the back pain thing, she jumped on your back because you started having back pain in real life. Hmm. And your brain was trying to tell you, trying to rectify that. Like, you have back pain, so he imagined you having back pain.
Because I guess at that part of the dream, the officer was there, so it had, okay, this needs to...
Your brain just made it happen.
We had certain arcs, and we had to fill the story. It had to make sense.
Exactly.
The writers in my brain, yeah. Like... Okay, let's. How about we do like the girl jabbing you in the back?
That was just who's saying this?
Continuous storyline.
Your brain. What is this?
Brain against brain. They were like, okay, next scene.
My subconscious has a table of writers.
This
and they're
is
like,
old school
okay,
Inside Out.
It's my pitching. Yeah. Okay. Here's what we do. You take the guard and you jab in the back of the
let's
needle.
Let's make it erotic. Yeah. Let's have a female
then
officer.
You jerk him off.
No, I don't think it's definitely the back pain.
I'm surprised you didn't wake up.
I'm a little surprised that you didn't wake up.
But I think it was cool that I was smart enough to like, okay, I got to make sure I get her prosecuted. So I do a timestamp. I go in front of the camera. That was pretty smart of me. All right.
Thank you so much.
One more for you.
Oh, okay. You don't want to do that next episode?
Yeah, let's do a next episode.
Yeah, let's do a next episode.
Is it from yourself
let's
again?
Take a hint and close the show.
How about we do that next episode?
And while we're taking a hint, why don't you take a hint and go to Amazon.com and click on the link. Help support the show, USA, UK, Canada, A. Helps Charlie.
Do you guys have USA and UK?
And Canada, A.
And Canada,
I figured you guys had Canada. But, that's good because there's actual stuff on the USA one.
Americans? Yeah. UKians?
But it's UKians. For United Stadiums. Like, we can't use it.
You're charged extra shipping and stuff, but there are a lot of things.
Yeah.
Most things on the U.S. one you can buy, it's just not worth it because it's so expensive.
Unidos.
What?
Yeah. Estados Unidos.
United States.
Oh, you're saying that in Spanish?
Is that attempting to. All right.
Okay. Merca.
What?
Merca.
Merca?
Merca.
Oh, I thought you were saying Burka.
Burka.
Hey, we're a Burka. Burka.
Burka. Burka. So, if you would like to, by the way, send an email to our Twitter, to Old School.
Hold on.
Tweet us
an
email. Just telling him, you know, like, it's okay, buddy. You'll get her next time. And you'll make a better sauce.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know what we were talking about.
I generally have the better all-around purpose sauce. So
we
I consider that
said,
a victory.
We never said he lost.
I think Brooke said I won. He said... something, I forget. So I think technically I won.
Okay.
But we'll give it to you out of like...
It depends if it was specifically for pasta or not.
Like exactly. I said, everybody wins.
You get a medal. And you get a medal.
Everybody gets a medal.
Everybody went chunk tonight. Bye.
Fuck off.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. I wish I was like 6'9" so I can get with you.
Fuck all of you, you fucking dude pretentious bitches. Male, two male bitches. Bitches.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know
he's
what
really
I'm
saying. He's really angry. He's really upset
about
something.
Angry at generic voices from New York.
He's been very upset this entire podcast. Just because he loses at sauce? Like,
It's not a sauce. It is a Tostitos bean dip.
Apparently.
Oh, well, if that's the case, then
you win. No beans. Right. It's a Tostitos dipping sauce. Thank
all right.
You.